Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, your radio minister of music. I am so looking forward to this interview with Andrea Page Shelby of the Burning Bush International Ministries. Expect the supernatural.
Come on and put your hands together.
Supernatural.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this anointed woman of God, this elect lady with me on the program today. Lady Shelby, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited about this interview.
I'm excited. I mean, just when I months ago, when I first saw the title, Burning Bush, International Ministries, I was like, okay, if you don't know what the burning bush is, something that, yeah, oh, I won't say that. I won't say that. Maybe you're new to Christ, but once you, but for those of us who have been in church just a little while, when we think of the burning bush, we think, I could be wrong. So I'll let you tell us about what burning bush means.
Yes, burning bush is certainly derived from the scripture of Moses and the fire that burned, and it was a fire that did not consume. So it was a continuous light, a continuous fire, and that's our motto at our church. My husband is the awesome pastor, Bishop Shelby, and it is the church with the fire that never goes out. So it's speaking to the fire of God and having that fire. We are a on fire Pentecostal church. We love God, and we even though we have to go through different things in life, we will be that light, and the fire of God will never be quenched because the Lord is that fire.
Amen. I mean, the titles, I'm going to leave that alone. So, but you know, because, you know, a lot of people belong to different reformations, but it's the truth of the matter. And give me the history of the church, and then tell the listeners a little bit about you. For the individuals, I like to say, maybe they just found the Lord yesterday. Maybe they just got saved yesterday. So they're not familiar with gospel music. Walking with the Lord is new to them. And sometimes when they hear our testimonies on how we first came to the Lord, whether we grew up in church or whether we came down to the altar or however it happened, they know that everyone has a story. So what's yours?
Oh, my story is one of resilience, loving God, and recognizing that God can use anyone. And also, you know, we go through different things in life, and we may have to endure hardship. But our journey is our journey, and I'm one that God gave me a conviction early on of my purpose and things that He invested in my life, and I have followed that path. But even if we don't follow that path, and we veer off of the path, our purpose is our purpose, and God is still with us, and He doesn't change, and that's what I love about God in my life. I was born and raised in church, and I thank God for that upbringing. I thank God that He blessed me to know Him early on in my life. But even in that, I was just a sinner saved by grace, and I recognize that, and I value every hardship, every trial, everything that I've had to go through to make me, because I view it as that it's building my resume in God and making me stronger. So I view my trials from the perspective of, if I have to go through something, when I come out of it, God took me through it so that I can help somebody else come out of it. Because it's never just as you said, your testimony, it's your test, what you've been through, and you can share that with somebody else and help somebody else. So everything that I've gone through in my life, I've been able to pull from it to help someone else in my walk with Christ.
Amen. So we appreciate your powerful testimony and your story. So how did you all, decide that it was time to move into the area and the direction of blessing the planet with your music? And, you know, deciding that, when did you know it was time to, you know, to do an album and to release that into the atmosphere?
Yes, well, you know, our church has a long history. We've been in existence for 27 years. We started out in a storefront with myself, my husband, and at that time, my oldest son, Don, who is now 30 years old. He was 3 years old. And the kind of the journey of our church was that we started out, my son, when he was 2 years old, the Lord the Lord placed upon my heart to start to training him in music at 2. I played the piano a little bit, had lessons, but I wanted to share that with my son. And I sat him at the piano at 2, and I began to play melodies and notes, and he was very much so just so intrigued with music. So he began to play the piano. I put him in lessons, and long story short, we were in ministry, and we had, you know, some ups and downs in ministry with musicians and music. And one Sunday, my husband had shared with me that he wanted to start a choir at our storefront church, and we probably had about maybe 8 to 10 members. And I took that challenge, and I told my husband, I said, okay, we'll take the challenge. I started rehearsing with probably 5 of those people, and we would spend day after day learning simple things like how to clap, because all of the people that had joined our church at that time were people that my husband had went in and had many different backgrounds. They had no church background, none of that. So we would start out just learning how to clap on beat, and then we started to learn how to sing, and we sang one song every Sunday, and that was Jesus Touched Me. That song is forever ingrained in my mind of where the choir started, and that was 5 members. We weren't perfected in any way, but we would tear that storefront church up singing Jesus Touched Me.
Wow.
So from there, my husband began to preach out the ministry. The ministry started to grow. We moved from place to place. The choir became a place where people could come, even if they weren't great singers. But I had a belief, because my husband had a vision for music ministry, and he cast vision for music ministry, and that's what I'm thankful. He's not removed from it, but he shares what God has shared, and what God shared with him was that our house would be a great musical house that would house many great gifts. So we kept going and singing and growing, and God began to bless us. My son at 12 years of age, we had lost our organist. We were up on a Sunday morning. Our organist had walked away, and here was my son in the office with my husband at 12 years old. And my husband looked at my son. He says, "Don, you're all that I have this Sunday. So you're gonna have to get on that organ and help us out today." And my son was so afraid, because he never had sat in that position before. But from that day, my husband laid his hands on my son, prayed for him, and he went in that service. He carried that whole service, and he has been our main organist from that point to now, and our musician, and is a prodigy. He is a songwriter, so he stayed put stable in music ministry. And from that point, we started to grow even more, moving from place to place. And now the choir had grown to 80 strong.
Wow.
We've been in about 10 choir competitions, and have come out on first place in all of them. How Sweet the Sound came here. We went into that twice with 80 strong, and we were selected as the winners for the Midwest region twice, and flown to DC one year, where we were singing there. And then we the next 2 years we went to Atlanta, and from there a few years ago we were selected as one of the 12 choirs across the world in Bishop T.D. Jakes Choir Fest, where we took this song that my son Don wrote after a Sunday morning service that was high, and this prophetic song came through that the saints were to expect the supernatural, and we sang that song there because we had to go in with an original song. It took off there, and now here we are, and about 4 years later, and the Lord said, "It's time." Again, my husband came to me and said, the Lord said, "Now it's time to release this song and to release the choir to the world." And that's how we got here. And I started working hard to make that happen. And in March, we started with the production and getting things together with the dynamic producer, Asaph Ward, along with my son, and we made it happen. And here we are now. And I'm interviewing with you, and you're going to play it. That's a long story. That's so much I can say. That is an awesome story.
Oh, my. That was awesome. I mean, I wanted to shout, won't he do it?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, wow, wow. And that song, it blesses me. I'm just going to tell you, Expect the Supernatural blesses me. So it's just an awesome song. And I'm like, you know what? Yes. Whenever you go into the house of the Lord, you should expect the supernatural. There it is.
That's so awesome. That's right.
And for those who don't know, I mean, you know, your husband is Bishop Don William Shelby Jr. And he was on, I think you all, I saw you as well on the Preachers of Detroit show when it was on.
Yes, sir. Yes, we were on Preachers of Detroit. That was a great experience for my family.
Mm-hmm.
My husband decided to do Preachers of Detroit. He wanted to send a message to the world that family is important and that a preacher can love his family, balance family, and go through the things that a family goes through, but come out all right. And I'm thankful for that experience. And that was another experience.
Yes.
But it was great as I look back on it. We were on there for a season, and it really, really has blessed us to be able to send a message, you know, that you can operate with your family, you can hold values, and family is just that, a place of safety, a place where love should never change, a place where you might have your hardships as a family, but you can work through that as long as you keep that love. Love going and flowing. So, yeah, I really enjoyed being on the show, and I feel I have people come up to us in the airport saying how much they appreciated our stance with the whole family dynamic.
Amen, amen. Well, I know you have to run, and before I let you go, I want to share this with you. I didn't say it in the beginning because I wanted to wait to the end, but I too am also a member of the Church of God in Christ, and I belong to the Tennessee 4th jurisdiction. Yes.
Great church.
Thank you. Bishop Jerry L. Maynard is my pastor, and so I'm not sure if you know who he is.
Oh, we know Bishop Maynard. Awesome. And Lady Maynard. Awesome people of God.
Yes. Yes, so on behalf of them and my church, Cathedral of Praise Church of God in Christ in Nashville, Tennessee, I just want to say hi to you all. So, yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
Yep. That is great.
It is. So, how can the listeners get more information on the project? How can they find out more about, you know, just supporting the ministry itself?
Yes, you can find our church. We're on the website, and that's burningbushchurch.org. And the choir, the church has Facebook. We're on social media. You can look us up on Facebook, Burning Bush International Ministries. And then the church has an Instagram and Facebook, which is BBIM Mass Choir. So we'd love you to follow us. You can find the music on all digital music outlets, platforms. We're on Spotify, CD Baby, Amazon. We're in iTunes. Yes, I have to keep all of this in my head. iTunes. So please go download this song. And please share your feedback. We're launching a challenge. We want you to do the Expect the Supernatural challenge. Either testify of something that God's done for you that's been totally supernatural, which means that it can't be done by natural means, so it has to be God. That kind of blessing that you know was God and God alone. We want you to share that with us. Tag us in it. Tag us singing the song. And we're looking forward to this song going across the world to give hope to people that you can live a life of expectancy, knowing that what God promised, he's going to do it. So we should expect it every day. Expect something great, something wonderful to happen in your life.
Amen. Well, we'll leave it right there. Elect Lady, the one and only Elect Lady Shelby, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel. You have nothing but continued love and support from all of us.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate this time.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.